Because I hold college coaches to a higher standard than I do NFL coaches. When it comes to morally, they are supposed to be leaders of men, set a good example, that kind of thing. But I look at Bill Belichick, and I wonder if he's fit to coach an NFL team, let alone fit to coach a college team, which, again, I put more onus on the character and personality and just overall a character, if you will, of a college coach than I do a pro coach. And so I'm worried that Bill Belichick just isn't fit to coach college kids, and UNC should consider cutting ties with Bill Belichick.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, and that was our guy Ted Johnson, his three-point stance from 3 o'clock, calling for UNC to consider cutting ties with Bill Belichick in the wake of everything that's kind of gone on this offseason with his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson.
Yep.
Serving as his manager, caretaker, his...
Oh, for God's sake.
Kidnapper, according to some, depending on how...
Are you going to say diaper changer next?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
It'll get there.
We could be getting there. I have a couple questions to ask. Dan Ball, update out of the statement watch desk. Any statement from Jordan? It's 6 hours later, according to her IG account, and...
Nothing on Instagram, nothing on Twitter, and nothing on Google Alerts.
Are we sure this person on Twitter, Jordan Bella, is her?
Yeah, Schefter follows it.
Hold on. You guys realize... So if she says a statement that's coming out 4 hours ago...
Yeah.
You don't think there's been people that have contacted her since and have said, you are not... Maybe from USC or UNC that have said, there's no way you're putting out a statement?
Oh, I think that's what has
Ixnay
happened.
Ixnay on the statement.
Right. That has to be what has happened.
Yes, that is my assumption. But you know what else has happened?
The ball's on her to say, I'm putting out a statement, though.
She's a member of the Ball family, indeed.
Oh, man. Big ones.
But we do not claim her.
We were talking about the Celtics and the Red Sox and the NFL draft. We had Stiz Grimey doing some legwork and some research on Jordan, her family, and... her mother, who lives in Massachusetts and has an interesting occupation, is that true, Stiz?
Yeah, I was doing a little digging just on who Jordan is, where she comes from. So it turns out her mom actually runs a toy store on the Cape in Provincetown.
Ooh, I like Matchbox cars. Matchbox cars are awesome.
Nah. You know what? I love those old-fashioned toy stores.
Yeah.
So where you get like these cool, I don't know.
Can walk around and play with things.
You said, said Provincetown is what kind of toy store?
But you didn't say Provincetown.
Yeah, different.
He did.
No Matchbox cars at this toy store. The name of the store is Toys of Eros. It's a sex store
on
the Cape. Yep.
A
sex store.
Sex
and her mom, Lee Hudson. Manages it.
So,
never trust a woman whose name is two towns in Massachusetts.
Did we speak to Lee?
I did call to see if we could get Ms. Hudson on the phone, and I spoke to a lovely woman over there who seemed kind of annoyed. I asked for Ms. Hudson, and she said she wasn't available. What was this in regards to? And I said, I'm a producer, was just hoping to talk to her about some stuff that's been in the news, and she goes, about her daughter? And I said, yeah. She said, no, she's not available.
She's never going to be available.
She sounded so annoyed.
You're probably not the first person to call.
I appreciate the work you did, but I don't think you were the first one calling.
Good luck.
We're burying the lead. Jordan's mom runs a Provincetown-based sex toy shop.
Yep. We all
yes,
work.
Sir. That's it.
Yeah, a lot of different jobs.
Yeah, man.
A lot of different jobs out there.
Do you think that's lucky without KY?
Oh, no.
That's pretty good.
That was actually, for Fitzy, that was an all-timer. That was tremendous.
See, why you got to qualify it and be an
great.
Absolute jackwagon?
No,
you could have just said that was great. No, it's got to be for Fitzy, comma, that was great. Blow it out your word hole.
My word hole has a question to ask, because I wasn't aware of this earlier. I fixated on the statement on Jordan's IG page. I didn't do the slide over to see the second image. Does this second image have any significance?
That's so funny, Andy, because I, like you, I just caught that maybe an hour ago.
Okay.
And I said to Dan, what the hell is this?
So I'll describe
it. What is this?
It is a picture that there's something blurry in the foreground. In the background, you just see legs and feet standing in the grass. And then there is a clock that is at 35:59. So just before 36 minutes. Like, what does this mean?
I know she loves that stuff. Like, she has a whole section on her Instagram that's the queen of puns, the pun queen. And so she took a picture of, like, a Coach store. Like, LOL. And then there's another one like Bill's Burgers, you know? So
what is $35.59?
I don't know. There is meaning to it, though.
Well, and it's also, somebody noted earlier that Taylor Swift is referenced. She's a big Swiftie.
Yeah.
I know
her
and Bill went to the Taylor Swift concert years ago at Gillette. Is $35.59 a reference to that?
She likes numbers, right? She's
maybe
into numbers, right?
Well, I was wondering, you know, like the common one would be $14.59. Oh, your 15 minutes of fame is almost up. Like, that would be a reference I would have gotten.
Okay.
But I don't know what is 36.
You know what? There's probably just her and Bill know, and they're all having a good laugh over it.
Yeah.
Are
they?
How much time is in a lacrosse match?
That's a good way to phrase it.
No,
are they laughing?
Not, yeah.
Is this
or is one laughing and one crying?
I don't know.
I'll let you decide who.
They're both in on it. They're both. It's not one's.
Are you sure?
Everyone thinks that one's leading the other one by the nose. You don't think Bill?
It's not his nose.
You don't. Bill just put in his book.
That's not where his nose is.
fair point. Bill put in his book that this was his what, creative muse.
You sure Bill put that in? I don't know if she might have written half the book.
Yeah.
Or half the emails or all these communications. Like the email that I read earlier, the statement.
If you really, there's a lot of people that think like you think, like he is not fit
We're
to be
doomed,
a football
then.
Coach. You know, if he can't make up any of these decisions on his own, then he's in bigger trouble than we thought.
So before I go, because that is a reason to be moved on from at UNC and all that. But before, like, I'll take a step back and just say, for years, I think he delegated a lot to Berge Najarian. And I'm not saying he wasn't capable, but he trusted Berge. He let Berge handle communications with a lot of people and a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that it's just that? Like, he was so used to that world where whoever that right-hand man, woman, person is, he trusted that person. Berge, it worked forever and did a great job. Is it possible that he just trusted her to be that person and now maybe is realizing, she's not capable of all
but
these
just,
various
I'm trying
things.
To, what evidence gives you that he's starting to question it? I don't know. Like, he just wrote that email that she posted.
You sure?
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if he wrote the email.
Okay,
I think
but you don't think he signed off on it?
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, there's Teddy, there is definitely.
You think she wrote an email like acting as if she was Bill Belichick
Ted,
and then posted it?
Ted, yep. There is 100%. There is certainly a possibility that she is doing things that he has no idea
no
about.
No
yes.
way.
Yes.
Oh,
way.
I'm telling
no.
you. Taking,
that's wait, criminal, guys.
That's crazy.
No, I'm talking like taking pictures or videos.
Yeah. Okay, that's
or,
fine, but not like stuff like the emails.
It could be.
It's also not
be.
Criminal if
know.
He said, you can do that. Like, feel free. Like,
yeah,
there's a reason he put her on the all emails go through Jordan thing, right? To take stuff off his plate, to get stuff out of his hair. So I don't discount that she is writing some of these things that she may have written chapters of the damn book. You think that's crazy?
No, I think it's crazy to think that Bill doesn't know what is going on with her. Like,
how old
he
is he?
72, 73.
Yeah, he's starting to get older. He's at an age where things happen.
Wow! I would find that very hard to believe. And so, it's amazing. People want to cut him slack. It's almost like you're just like you don't want him to be responsible for his all these things that are happening with him.
I think that is your perspective on that. Mine is just like an old guy can lose his way. A lot of old people. I work at a gym that's filled with old people. That's not a brag, so don't even play it or say it. And you know, you talk to them and you're like, I bet you this guy was a little more with it 20 years ago. Like, he's a little older, a little slower, a little whatever.
Huh.
Bill's in his 70s. Mm. That is old.
Man, fascinating. Fascinating.
I don't think that's that old. I don't.
I know.
I mean, he may, you know, put it this way. He may get, you know, he may be led around by his zest and want for youth and kinkiness, shall we say. Mm. But I can't imagine that he's like he's having like, cognitive
what?
Issues that are allowing her to prey on him. Like, if no, I don't believe that. I refuse to.
The average life expectancy for males is 74.8 years
God.
Old. I'm just, these are numbers.
Yeah.
So how can you tell me it's not old when he's a year away from the average person is no longer part of this planet? Like, I'm just throwing stats and deep. That's science, correct? The life expectancy for a male, 74.8.
It may be doubtful, but it's not completely out of the realm of possibility.
Yes. And don't, like, great people maybe lose it faster? Or, like, he was at a stressful high level for so long?
I guess I just, I've known this. A lot of people think that Bill's changed. He used to not be like this. No, this is the way he's always been. Like, there's always been drama with Bill. Like, the Patriots had drama for years and years and years. Like, nothing's changed. That's why we were excited. When he goes to UNC, it's like, there's still going to be stories. He can't help himself. I mean, isn't it ironic, or is it something makes you think that he does this interview with CBS News, Morning News, on the weekend of the NFL draft?
Yeah, I don't think that's a coincidence.
Of course not, because that's how he thinks, dude. He's bigger.
He's bigger than the draft, right? Like, that's him trying to take the spotlight. Now,
he can't help himself. He has to be in the news. He has to be relevant. He can't just go away and retire and enjoy his success. And he has to be constantly be in the news cycle all the time.
So did it work? Because he definitely has taken over the news cycle, but I'm not sure in a way that
I think it's starting to
is good
go bad for him.
Right. It's I think
even his strongest defenders are starting to bail on him.
I think it's hurting his legacy and his standing in the football world. Yep. Yes, Steve.
After this CBS thing, I mean, you guys know, I was an ardent supporter of Belichick.
Cult member.
After this, I think it made a lot of people who felt like I did do a almost complete 180 on Bill and really start to question, like, what is going
Stanley.
On? What is...
Yeah.
Nick, you admitted it Reason. Yourself yesterday. It was bizarre to see her leading this guy around and answering questions for him and all... It's just gotten to a point where it's like, what happened to my genius football coach? Like, what is going on?
The genius of his coaching and his, you know, his vast breadth of knowledge is still there. It's, I don't know, Andy, like, maybe he's just like so narcissistic. Womanizer, NPD? Just like romance. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. What'd you say?
He's a narcissist, NPD? Ted, but like,
what's an NPD?
Narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. NPD. Go ahead.
I'm saying, like, he's lusting for her. She's feeding into his narcissism. Like, this could be like a savagely sadistic and mutually beneficial relationship.
I mean, you talk about the perfect storm. I mean, she's a go-getter. She's an upwardly mobile. She sees an opportunity in this relationship. This is more of a business relationship than it is a romantic relationship.
Dan Ball?
Just quick. We have a clue on the second slide of the Instagram post. CBS Mornings and then the host, Tony DeCopel, are both tagged. So based on how he looks in the interview, it looks like it's something having to do with the host in the interview that was done.
Okay, well, we have some callers that would like to chime in with some theories on what those numbers mean. So let's go to Dan in Dover. What are your thoughts on the numbers on Instagram for Jordan?
Oh, sweet Jesus. So the 35 is probably how many times Bill Belichick said, we're on to writing the book, just like you said, we're on to Cincinnati. And the 59 is probably their age difference. I know math is off, but hey, just it's a lot.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate it.
Nailed it.
Great call. Absolutely rich, compelling, and detailed.
I thought for sure I was going to have to dump that.
I was with you.
Your seconds were right. Like,
where's this going?
Like, where's the mouse? Get ready.
Boy, you flinched. I was like, good thinking.
Yeah. Let's see. Matt in Sudbury has a theory on Jordan and the numbers. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, what if she's pregnant? 36 weeks for a pregnancy.
Okay.
It's 38, 39, 40, but okay.
Yeah, close but enough. It's the accepted number, Fitzy. I agree with you. You learn that when you have kids, is it's not really 36, but
accepted
is 36.
It's her two favorite former Patriots, Patrick Pass and Andy Katzenmoyer.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is fun. All right.
But if she was pregnant and we were using the accepted 36 weeks, is she like, she'd be about to give birth if you said it's
correct.
35.
She got pregnant last night.
Oh, she got pregnant last night.
I mean, I'm guessing.
We're going the other way.
It was Bill's birthday. Wasn't that just recently? A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
A few weeks ago?
Yeah, it was his birthday, and the cake said,
not something that we can say on the air.
Who gives
we
a
don't
crap?
Give a...
Yeah. So, okay, let's go to David in the car. He has a thought or question about Jordan and Bill Belichick. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thank you for taking the call. I do have a question.
Mm.
It seems like there's a lot of opinions out here from starting with you guys out on the radio that you seem to have all the answers, but we don't know squat. We don't know what's going on. We can, you know, kind of think
speculate.
This is going on, that's going on, this is the issue, but we don't. I know we need to make good radio talk, but come on, guys. you're no experts. You guys have no clue what you're talking about.
Hold on, David. No, no, David, we don't. We're just speculating rampantly and leading a dialogue, which is, you know, engaging and also fascinating because it's our job. And also, this is, you know, kind of salacious stuff. But wait, hold on. You are the same David in the car that's called in and said that he does private detective work or used to, correct?
Yes, I am. That is me. I do that still.
We're going to need your rate because we need you to do some...
Well, you know, it would be fun. And I'll tell you this. I mean, I'll be the first one to say this relationship, I think it's a joke because of the age difference. I don't care what people say.
I don't care for your opinion, David, and I'm not going to let you spew it on the radio because that's pure speculation. I don't know where you got your information or became an expert here on relationships. Thank you, David. You actually landed the plane where it should be landed. This is something that we as human beings who live around other human beings and observe, I don't know, men, women, relationships. We all have opinions on this, right?
Of course.
Like, and we see these things and we react to them. And yes, we happen to react behind a microphone. But I guarantee you, I have worked in offices where there were literally water coolers and break rooms where people go and you fill up your soda or something. Oh, yeah. And you stand there
we're talking about the same thing.
You see that Belichick interview? Bam.
So whatever
his girlfriend's nuts. You see those eyes? Like, that's the conversation that's being had. I know that's been lost a little in the post-COVID Zoom world. It's harder to have these. This is what people talk about.
A lot of group texts about
this.
A lot of group texts.
That's probably what it is now is group texts. Yep. But this is what we do to these, especially when it's a figure in Boston sports as notable as Bill Belichick.
Yeah. And I just got to say, and they've been putting their stuff out
there. Andy. Yes.
He's a huge, huge personality in this town.
And it's happening on social media, in the social media era. Like, it's just, it has all
the more
layers.
Guys. Yeah. I get a daily, like millions of people in this country. I get a daily, like, encapsulating the news email from the New York Times, which also has a quick accessible link to, like, Wordle and all the other games you want to play so your mind doesn't dry up on you, right? Guess what the headline was today about Bill Belichick and the interview with Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
The New York Times was leading their daily news recap email with Belichick something something interview Jordan.
Oh, the New York Times, like the most esteemed newspaper, they're talking about
the great great lady is talking about the great hooded coach and his great crazy.
What do you got?
I just got a text from my agent who lives all the way out in Boulder. He just texted me and he just said, "Hey, how about Coach Belichick? I would be concerned about his focus on his job at UNC."
This would be like if we ignored the Kraft story.
It may be
salacious, but we are talking about Bill Belichick. We're not talking about some rando.
Right. And I do. That's an interesting text you just got because that's somebody who works
in the football world.
And so I don't know if Neil Kornrich is still Bill's agent and advisor and lawyer, but I bet you Neil Kornrich watches something like this and says, "Do I make the phone call? Who do I talk to? Do I have to call Bill and North Carolina and start to mediate and fix and repair?" Like, that's a really interesting text you just got from somebody in the business that knows how the business works and has been around football for a long time. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about Bill Belichick. We'll continue to wait for the statement that I'm starting to think isn't coming. I think Jordan is full of crap, or more likely has been castrated and cut off at the knees by somebody at North Carolina, a lawyer, an athletic director, a chancellor, somebody at the highest level. Also a reminder, that's a state school, which adds another layer to this whole thing. Bill Belichick, the interview, his girlfriend off the rails. It's all on the table here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.